prayers for the first responders still on search and rescue. This will be ongoing. Some of the areas that they have to try to get to are going to be difficult. And so pray for them and the folks who have been, you know, just devastated by this absolutely horrendous storm, Helene. A Cat 4 when she hit land, 140-mile-an-hour winds. This happened in the Big Bend area, 10 miles west-southwest of Perry, right there at the mouth of the Ocilla River. So this is an area that is still very natural. There's kind of like a marshy, salt marshy, a lot of that. It's very low-lying. But there are people that live in these areas, and this is going to be tough going to get to those who did not heed the evacuation warnings. That's not the only area, but that's an area that we know clearly that was hit devastatingly hard. Lots of power outages, not only just in the state of Florida, but all the way going up through Georgia, Atlanta. I know they had at least one death there. I think two in Georgia total so far. Unfortunately, I have a terrible feeling that those numbers are going to go up. And But let's talk to a local law enforcement leader. Let's talk to our sheriff, Emery Ganey. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Bob and Greg, good morning. Doing well. How are you guys?
All things considered, we're doing very, very well. We're under the power of a generator right now, but we're able to do our broadcast. Tell me what law enforcement is like when you have such a loss of power and down trees all around your county.
Well, Bob, all night long, our deputies have been out cutting trees off of roads, clearing roads so that citizens can get by, in particular our emergency vehicles and our power crews this morning just out there. We know, based off the most recent report, there's about 73,000 customers without power in Alachua County. About 45,000 of those are GRU customers that's there. Dozens and dozens of trees that are down. We had a little over 800 calls of service over the night from residents. Again, most of those with obstructions and traffic obstructions and hazardous conditions.
Have we had any serious injuries, or if you can even say if we lost anybody in the storm?
No reported deaths as of now. Obviously, there are some areas we have not gotten to, and as people wake up this morning and quite a number of folks, quite a number of our employees, could not get out of their driveways to get to work. And we know that's the case with all the other citizens. So things still can change. But as of this point, no reported deaths in Alachua County.
But what's the message that you want to give to the citizens of Alachua County moving forward?
Well, still, this is very hazardous conditions out there. Trees will definitely still come down. We've heard those reports from our deputies this morning. So not only those that fell overnight, with some that's been blown down or unstable, leaves are coming down. So still treat these particular roadways as they're hazardous, quite frankly. There's power lines that's down in a number of cases. There's trees on power lines in a number of cases. We know the power crews are out. I passed several dozen this morning as I was coming in. So still treat this as a very hazardous situation. One of the other things, because so much power is out, a lot of our traffic signals are out.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed folks flying through those when they're out. They're supposed to treat those as a four-way stop sign. I witnessed folks not doing that this morning, and that's hazardous as folks is coming from all four directions.
Yeah, and if everybody assumes the right of way, bad things happen. We don't want that. Treat it like a four-way stop. Really stop and look, and even attempt to communicate with the other drivers of what your intentions are. Everybody's got to work together under these circumstances. So do you have any word on when the traffic lights, we can expect those things to come back on?
Well, we don't have any indefinite. We know that the crews are out. Quite a number were staged where our local power companies had brought in additional crews, several from out of state. We know that they were staged here in Alachua County. As mentioned, they're out. But they're trying to assess the extent of the damage yet. And then they'll start bringing lines back on and the neighborhoods back on and infrastructures. Obviously, things like hospitals and medical facilities take first priority. That's out there, but we know that they're working. We're in communication with them. Again, another reason for folks to try to stay off the roadways, allow that heavy equipment to get in to the necessary areas to restore that power grid.
Yeah, I saw Lachlan County deputies out very, very early, 4 a.m. hour, coming in from the Melrose Keystone area, and they were, you know, parked to where you could see that maybe some of the roadway was not blocked per se, although there was one area that was. FDOT was already out there with law enforcement blocking it off and clearing up the road, and that was at that early hour. So, tip of the hat to all the folks in law enforcement and all of our FDOT workers and all first responders. We appreciate what they're doing.
Unequivocally, yeah. It's just an extended law enforcement. You're absolutely right, Bob. Fire rescue crews are out there. Public works crews are out there. And those other crews that came in from out of town. So, yeah, please, allow them to do the work. Thank them when you get the opportunity to do so. You know, I also had an opportunity this morning to talk to quite a number of our surrounding sheriffs, particularly those on the West Coast who got coastline. They've got communities they've yet to get to. Some reports of, particularly in the Steady Key area, from talking to Sheriff McCallum, where houses may have been up to 10, 11 foot underwater. So obviously, pray for those particular communities and the citizens of those communities as they try to assess the nature, the extent of the damage in their particular community.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're going to get some sad news on out of a lot of those areas, but hopefully we'll have some miraculous stories that we can share with everybody. Sheriff, always a pleasure. Thanks for communicating with us, and please stay safe.
Thank you, and you all, too.